This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 10 May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a mild afternoon across Israel. The sun is shining brightly over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, a pleasant day for those venturing outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, Iran submitted a response to the U.S. ceasefire proposal through Pakistani mediators earlier today. The focus is on ending regional conflict. Also, Ynet reports just in that Iran's response aims at a temporary halt to hostilities. Talks involve restoring traffic in the Strait of Hormuz, with Qatar and Pakistan mediating. Also this hour, 24 News reports that the IDF conducted overnight operations in southern Lebanon. This follows threats from Iran's Revolutionary Guard against U.S. bases and ships. Separately, Mariv notes Israel is preparing for another maritime confrontation. Diplomatic efforts are underway to prevent the Sumud flotilla from reaching Gaza. And finally, the foreword reflects on an interfaith calligraphy class in Manhattan. The event blurred lines between Jewish and Muslim participants. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English shared just minutes ago that Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan discussed recent Iran-US talks with Abbas Araghchi. Ynet Global reiterated Iran's response to the US proposal, noting the broader deal seeks to temporarily halt hostilities. Middle East 24 reported minutes ago that UAE air defenses intercepted two drones from Iran on Sunday, according to the country's defense ministry. Let's go deeper. Starting with Iran's response to the US proposal. The Jerusalem Post highlights that Pakistani mediators are involved. The ongoing negotiations aim to end the regional war, focusing on de-escalation. This development could signal a shift towards diplomacy in the region. Turning to the IDF's operations in southern Lebanon, I-24 News details that these operations come amid heightened tensions. Iran's Revolutionary Guard has threatened U.S. interests following attacks on Iranian tankers. This strikes a chord with regional security concerns. Meanwhile, Israel's diplomatic maneuvers regarding the Sumud flotilla were covered by Mariv. Israel is exerting pressure on Turkey and European nations to prevent the flotilla's departure. This situation recalls past maritime confrontations and highlights ongoing tensions over Gaza. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that Bayside has acquired the Tara Tel Aviv dairy site for 830 million shekels. The land in Tel Aviv's business district has significant development potential. Separately, CTEC warns that a strong shekel is challenging Israel's defense exporters. The currency's strength erodes profits, complicating competition with Europe and the US. And finally, Mariv Business covers a diplomatic storm sparked by a Cypriot MEP. The accusation against Israelis of buying Cyprus has strained relations, raising questions about sovereignty. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.